China tariffs are necessary for national and economic security. Commentary. Tariffs are the most powerful tool in the economic war with Communist China, as they protect U.S. supply chains, rebuild manufacturing, create jobs, build coalitions with allies, and reduce the flow of money to the Chinese Communist Party, thereby slowing the development of the People's Liberation Army and delaying its readiness for war with the United States. Both presidential candidates, former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris, have proposed maintaining trade restrictions on China. However, while Harris has yet to provide detailed policies, her approach is expected to be less ambitious than Trump's proposed 60% tariff on Chinese imports. This softer stance is why the United States is experiencing a slow, gradual de-risking from China rather than a complete decoupling, which would cut China out of critical supply chains and stop U.S. investment and consumer money from flowing to the CCP. Harris and other critics argue that Trump's tariffs will raise prices for Americans. And while that's true, it's precisely the point. By making Chinese imports more expensive, the government can discourage citizens from purchasing them. The annual threat assessment from the U.S. intelligence community consistently identifies China as the top threat to U.S. national security, which begs the question. Why would Washington allow any U.S. money to flow into CCP hands? The Department of Defense reports that Beijing is rapidly expanding and modernizing the PLA with three major milestones: 2027, 2035, and 2049. By 2027, the PLA aims to be prepared for a potential conflict with Taiwan, coinciding with the centennial of its founding. The 2035 milestone focuses on transforming the PLA into an intelligentized force, integrating advanced technologies like AI and quantum computing. By 2049, the goal is to have a world-class military capable of challenging the United States and its global allies, aligning with the centennial of the People's Republic of China. The modernization of the PLA is a costly and resource-intensive endeavor, involving substantial investments in advanced technologies like artificial intelligence, quantum computing, hypersonic missiles, cyber, space, and unmanned systems, as well as infrastructure upgrades and personnel training. China's military budget reached $233 billion in 2024, reflecting a 77.2% increase despite a slowing economy. However, some analysts argue that this figure significantly underestimates the CCP's actual military spending, as official numbers exclude key expenditures like research and development, space and cyber operations, subsidies to defense industries, and paramilitary activities. When these hidden costs are factored in, China's true military spending could be as high as $700 billion. China is already expected to miss its 5% GDP growth target this year. Raising tariffs to 60% would put additional pressure on the economy, reducing growth and state revenues, which fund military expenditures. This reduction in funds could limit China's ability to invest in advanced military technologies, infrastructure, and personnel, potentially delaying the CCP's military goals for 2027, 2035, and 2049. On the domestic front, if Americans continue to purchase Chinese goods, the tariff essentially acts like a tax, with the revenue going to the U.S. government. This additional income helps fund government operations and services without needing to raise income taxes. The tariff is also more equitable than an income tax because it's voluntary. Those willing to pay the tariff can still buy the Chinese product, while those who choose not to don't pay. This contrasts with an income tax, which everyone must pay. Another benefit is that the revenue stays in Washington, supporting U.S. military development rather than flowing to Beijing. The price increase caused by the tariff would create an opportunity for increased domestic production, which can help rebuild the U.S. industrial base and create jobs while securing American supply chains. Trump is offering a wide range of incentives, including tax reductions, to companies willing to establish factories in the United States instead of China. Cutting China out of the loop also reduces opportunities for Beijing to steal U.S. technology and prevents forced intellectual property transfers, which is often a hidden cost of doing business in China. The Trump incentives also extend to foreign companies that manufacture in the United States, allowing them to bypass tariffs while creating jobs and investments. The United States is a vital market for foreign producers, and by encouraging allies like Japan, South Korea, Taiwan, the United Kingdom, and European Union nations to open factories in America, It strengthens alliances and provides a win-win economic opportunity for friendly nations. This increased cooperation not only boosts economic ties, but also helps enlist these allies in supporting the U.S. trade war and restrictions on China. Additionally, it positions the United States to negotiate better trade terms with Europe. Higher tariffs are essential for driving the rebirth of U.S. manufacturing, strengthening national security, and weakening the CCP's economic power. The steeper the tariffs, the greater the incentive for companies to invest domestically, as importing goods from China becomes increasingly costly. By making Chinese products less competitive in the U.S. market, these tariffs push businesses to bring production back to American soil, revitalizing domestic industry and creating jobs. Most importantly, higher tariffs strike a harder blow against the CCP, reducing the financial resources that fuel its global ambitions.